Hello, my name is Kira, and I am the Bonfire Bruja. Thank you for joining me this week as we get into another conversation about witchcraft, magic, and invoking your personal power. I'm going to go get the fire lit, take a seat, relax, and just remember that you are responsible for the energy that you bring here today. It is Friday the 13th. How are you all feeling right now? I know I am a little bit stressed out and frustrated, but that's because I'm currently without power. But I still found a way to make sure that I got to sit down with you guys this week and be able to have an episode and a chat. With it being Friday the 13th, I figured I'd just kind of give a little information on it. Friday the 13th is always associated with being bad luck, being a bad day. Watch yourself. People are going to be crazy. Well, they kind of say the same thing with a full moon, don't they? So the history on Friday the 13th is that the original reason that people consider Friday the 13th bad luck goes all the way back to 1307, and it was actually October 13th when King Philip IV of France issued an arrest warrant and had hundreds of the Knights Templar arrested. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the Knights Templar was actually a Christian group or order that was a team of warriors who were also in a financially very beneficial position. Well, King Philip wanted that money for himself, and he found different reasons to get this group arrested. But because it was Friday the 13th, the day's been associated with bad luck, especially because all of the knights that were arrested that night were executed eventually. But then you also have other things that occur on Friday the 13th that are actually rather major that contribute to this history of bad luck. On September 13th of 1940, the Germans bombed Buckingham Palace. Or, a little bit closer to home, on March 13th of 1964, the widely publicized death of Kitty Genovese. For those of you who aren't familiar with Kitty Genovese was from New York, and she was walking down the street when she was approached and stabbed repeatedly. Now, neighbors in the area all heard her screams for help, and not one person came to her assistance. And they actually didn't even do anything as the murderer walked away. And that occurred on a Friday the 13th. But it's not just the day 13th, Friday the 13th, that has a bad or negative association. The number 13 is also considered to be an unlucky number. You have hotels that refuse to have a 13th floor. You have some cultures that refuse to use the number 13. And actually, there's even Christian superstition that says that it's unlucky to have 13 guests at a table because it's an omen of death, taking into consideration the fact that Jesus had 12 disciples and himself at the Last Supper, and he was taken away the next day. But in numerology, the number 13 is actually a number of pragmatism. And it's also a number for building a secure foundation. So how about we flip the script on Friday the 13th? Or just the number 13 in general? What if we use this as witches to proceed with a little more caution, maybe? What if we use the day to be more mindful and more calculated? Because everyone else seems to think, well, it's just bad luck today. Well, it's not bad luck if you pay attention, or if you're careful, or if you're minding your surroundings. What if we take Friday the 13th and the number 13 to focus on what's important? Be optimistic. We're witches. We put out what we want into the universe, and we make things happen. So take this Friday the 13th to make what you want happen. I'll talk to you with you all next week. Until then, do everything you can to craft a bewitching lifestyle for yourself. Bye. Do you want to be more involved in the Bonfire Bruja community? Go over to Instagram and find me, Bonfire_Bruja, BRUJA. Or you can head on over to my website, bonfirebruja.com.